Good morning, PGA, DFS, and golf betting fans. Welcome to the Scotastic YouTube channel. That's right. We are no longer awesome. I'm switching over to Scotastic. If you haven't heard of that yet, well, welcome. Thanks for joining me here. I am Jason Roslin. Find me on Twitter at DFSGolfer23. And today I am here on this short form video sponsored by Prize Picks to tell you just a little bit about the course and the players for the Traveler Championship. Now, sometimes I say this maybe a little too often, or maybe you guys think I do, but this is one of the best PGA Tour events of the year. Not even voted by me, but voted by the players and the fans that come to this event, one of the best around. And because of that, we have a rather strong field here this week. And let's go ahead and jump in and learn a little bit about that field and the course, TPC River Highlands. We've been here at the Travelers Championship for quite some time. It's the insurance capital of the world. It's always been sponsored by an insurance company here, but Travelers has taken over for the last couple of years and is signed on for a couple more years to go. So it's a par 70 here at TPC River Islands, one of the shortest courses on tour, measuring under 7,000 yards. The driving accuracy and greens in regulation, though, those are up, especially for such a short course. We'll talk about how that impacts the strokes gained attributes this week in just a little bit, but 70% on the driving accuracy and just over 70% in the greens in regulation. Also, average green size about 5,000 square feet, very similar to what we saw last week at Brookline Country, the Country Club. And we go on to the hardest and easiest holes now. The hardest holes on the course are going to be those that start on the back nine, the par four 10th, the par four 4th, and the par three 5th. So two holes in a row that are very difficult on the front, and those that start on the back are going to play the toughest hole on the course first. Now, onto the easiest holes, the par four 2nd, very close to drivable. The par four 5th, definitely gettable. The par five 6th, excuse me. The par five 13th, also gettable. And then the drivable par four 15th. So two drivable par fours, or at least some of the field will be able to drive both par fours. All the field likely will get to the par 4 15th, or at least close to it. And then the two par fives that are also reachable too. That's why it makes this course rather scoreable. We've seen scores close to 20 under in the mid-teens, especially for a par 70. That's pretty low. So let's go on and check out what that means for the DFS slate, as Harris English was the top DFS score last year, as the winner scored 117 points. But this event has held the spot after the U.S. Open for quite some time, so maybe that's why we see the average top 10 salary of $7,700. Maybe some of the main golfers that competed in the U.S. Open last week has a little bit of a, call it a mental hangover, if you will, and just don't perform as well as they should here. Average ownership, 8%, kind of goes along with that as well. As we check a look at some statistics here this week, it is a poor bent throughout the entire golf course, including the rough and the fairways and the greens here. Pretty typical for New England, if you will. There's not much grass that can grow up there, and especially in the wintertime, if they tried to throw Bermuda up there, there would be no grass. Top strokes gain stat, here's what I wanted to talk about. Because the driving accuracy is so far up and because the greens in regulation number is so high, strokes gained on the approach last year for golfers that finished in the top 10 was the lowest average amount of strokes gained of any event all year. And that still goes throughout the top 20 as well. Reason to this is because with so many golfers hitting the greens in regulation, there's just not a ton of opportunity to gain strokes on the approach, especially with the greens being this small. So we look at strokes gained putting and strokes gained off the tee this week. Obviously, strokes gained putting is variable, but what we want to look at is golfers that can get very hot in that category, as well as having a good off-the-tee game. So those are the two stats I'm going to be focusing on this week. Couple that with strokes gained on the approach from 150 to 175 yards. That's our top approach category this week, accumulating about 30% of the approach shots of the 18. So take a look at those short to mid irons. Now onto the players this week here at the Travelers. It's a full field, 144. People will competing this week. I believe it's 144. It could be 156, but we'll check into that, make sure. I believe it's 144 for a championship. 26 of the world's top 50 are here, so just over half, and 6 of the world's top 10 are here to compete. Number one golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler, will make the trip. He has not played well here at TPC River Highlands in his first two trips. He will try to turn that around this year. All right, now on to my first clicks here this week. Patrick Cantlay is working off of 4 straight top 15 finishes at this event and seems to be finally coming into some good form. Had a very solid Sunday. Actually had a very solid weekend at the Open Championship, shooting 1 under for the weekend and moving in from a just making the cut, a T65, all the way up to a T14 at the U.S. Open last week. I like his odds. He's coming in, checking in at 15-1. At the first place that I saw, again, these will probably update as we move along. May drift, may go lower, but 15-1 is the first number I saw. Mark Leishman also put in a very solid weekend. He's coming in at 50-1. And Brandon Steele, well, this guy, all he does is either top 10 or miss cut at this event. So we will check out the boomer bust as he's working off of back-to-back top 10s, 9th and 10th in his last 2 starts. He is 60-1 here this week. So that's going to do it for my course and player preview. I want to, of course, make sure you guys are liking and subscribing to our YouTube channel here. And, of course, make sure you check out the Odds Shopper YouTube channel as well, where we host all of our sports betting content. We had a great week last week at the U.S. Open through that channel, so make sure you check it out. Also, make sure you also check out our live shows this week. Tuesday, Eric and Ben are on the airwaves, and then Wednesday, Live Before Lock, Ben and I bring you home. We're going to give you any weather edge and our plays for the week. So thanks to Prize Picks. Again, typically in these videos, I would give you a couple of Prize Picks props to go from, but because they aren't out yet, we'll focus on those in our value and sleepers video. But if you haven't tried Prize Picks yet, let's tell you a little bit about them. They are daily props-based contests. There's no sharks, no optimizers, nothing to worry about there. All you do is you pick 5 athletes for your lineup. And if you get all 5 of those props right on those athletes, you win 10x your money, or can win up to 10x your money, I should say. And the reason why I say athletes and not golfers is because you can choose cross sport things. So if you think somebody's going to hit a home run tonight in MLB, or say score a goal in the NHL finals, Stanley Cup finals, well, you can couple that up with some under first round score bets. And we will get to those, like I said, in my value in sleepers video. So until then, everybody, good luck this week at the Travelers Championship, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.